Honey, I've been on the job ever since I was 10 years old.
Waiting on sick people.
I waited on both of my husbands till they died. I've got two dead husbands.
So you?
I wouldn't have married this time. But my youngest son's gonna carry me up to Birmingham and rent a room and put me in. I wasn't gonna be put in jail.
You wanted home where you'd been?
I wanted to do what I promised my dead husband. I promised him, me and him worked hard, bought this lot, and had a house built 22 years ago. And he lay right there and begged me on his dying bed. He says, baby, don't let them throw you out. He says, I've got the will made now, and you know. He says, will's in there. And then says, I got one in the coat house. So the fire destroyed that and you got another. He said, I don't want you to leave. Stay here as long as you live. I says, I will. I want him to die satisfied. He was sick with that chip of diabetes. Three long years he wasn't able to work. I'll fill this church up here.
The one on the end of this? What's
right up here. It's Baptist Church.
Mm-hmm.
Right up here.
Mm-hmm.
And they called me off. One of the oldest members.
Charter members.
Mm-hmm. And I hope to live at that church plumb on up as long as I could get that. And when they got the preacher they got now, I quit. Me and my husband go down to Church of Christ.
Mm-hmm. How long's this church been up here?
I know it's been that 20 years, because I've been here 22, and they was having tech meetings when I moved
mm-hmm.
here.
And then they built the church.
Mm-hmm. And we really have some of that, had some of the best meetings there that ever was. Everybody was happy to meet one another, to mm-hmm. love one another. It made you feel good mm-hmm. to go in. Like here down here, it's Church of Christ. People, they don't snow around. They don't think they're better than you do. Mm-hmm. They come up, shake hands with you, and we always hope people, just like Church of Christ, help people.
Well, that's what a church is supposed to be for.
Tell Baylock come up there. Now the preacher's little girl, she come up there to that school, you know they have.
Mm-hmm.
But didn't change nothing with me. I told him, all the members, I said, now listen, y'all don't think hard of me. I still love all of you. But I said, I can't stand to sit down under a man they call a preacher and have hard thoughts about him, mm-hmm. knowing he ain't living right.
Well, they've lost some members from that, because one of your members comes down to your
church. I know it. It's Bill Mangum right there, mm-hmm. him and his wife.
Which house do they live in?
They live in the third house.
On the other side of the road. Mm-hmm. Well, now, does anybody live in this house next door to you?
No. My brother-in-law, he